So I'll go Kirk Cousins. And the reason I'll go Kirk Cousins, I think he has the biggest arm of anybody in free agency. And so just that, you know, we don't have to worry about mobility, don't need to worry about QB pressure. So I think he'll be serviceable.
I am interested to see where he goes in free agency.
Do you think not think it's going to be Minnesota?
I don't know if they want to pay him. They might try to get a quarterback in the draft. I don't know. It could be. But I don't think – I would hope Atlanta doesn't go for him. I don't think they will. So it could be Minnesota. But he's also been known to just chase, like, the biggest bag possible, you know?
That's true, which is, you know, not a bad thing to do.
Welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt, as always. Today is Tuesday, February 20th. Busy weekend, a holiday weekend. I went skiing twice. We are in the process of getting new floors, so we're in a, kind of an empty living room right now. Matt's car got busted up, which didn't add to the easiness of the weekend.
Yeah, no, still don't know exactly what happened, but ran over, like... like a piece of wood or something in the road. I couldn't see it because it was so dark. It was late at night, no moon or something. But anyway, punctured my gas tank. So then I had to lay out a bunch of kitty litter to absorb about half a tank of gas coming out. And so it's been quite the adventure. So now we'll get it back in 2 or 3 days, I think.
Sounds like it. Well, this is one of those slow periods where we can't talk about the NFL draft, but the combine's coming up, so we're probably going to save a lot of that for after the combine. Talk a little bit about NFL free agency, NBA All-Star game, a little bit of golf maybe, and we'll just kind of see what happens. But it'll be NFL, NBA, some golf, maybe probably some soccer as well. Definitely, I think, some soccer. Maybe baseball. Who knows? Spring training starts tomorrow, I think. Like, the games start tomorrow.
That's fun. Well, I'll follow you wherever we want to go.
Let's start with the All-Star game. I don't really have a lot to say because I've never been like, they have to play harder, but it does kind of suck. So I don't really have a, we're not going to have a big, like, first take kind of debate on that. But there's not a way to fix it.
Yeah, I mean, well, if we are going to live in a world where the only thing where the regular season doesn't matter, only the playoffs do, then why should the All-Star game matter? You know?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make any sense. So, and I mean, I kind of like, would I like them to play harder? Sure. Do I like seeing Dame pull up from behind half court 12 times a game? Yeah, I think that's fun too. So I don't hate it as much as everybody else does. I think the effort could go up. But, yeah, I want it to be alley-oops and bouncing the ball off the ground and up to the hoop and stuff. So, you know, yeah, I still kind of like the All-Star game.
Yeah, I think – well, I was going to say three-point contest or the dunk contest, but we were talking about the dunk contest. They've cut – there's an other than like just paying like LeBron doesn't need $1 million, you know what I mean? Like, unless they're paying him obscene amounts of money, there's not really a benefit of them doing it. But it sucks that like LeBron isn't doing it, and like Blake Griffin's style, like, I know not Blake Griffin himself, I'm trying to think, like, John Morant wouldn't do, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that'd be somebody everybody would want to see.
Yeah, has John Morant never done it?
I don't think so.
That's crazy. Yeah, he'd be real good at it. Yeah,
or like Donovan Mitchell, he did his rookie year and he won it. He'd be awesome to see do it again.
He would be awesome to see do it again. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe if they would have, like, I feel like Aaron Gordon going to the dunk contest 4 times and never winning, people watched that, and, you know, I don't know if that turned players off to it. But
yeah, that's kind of held up as like our generation's like Clyde Drexler, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, well, because, like, I think, you know, if you think that Zach LaVine is the best dunker that you've ever seen in your lifetime, I will allow that. But I just think Aaron Gordon has done some of the most fun, creative stuff. I love watching him dunk so much. Yeah, and it's crazy he didn't get one.
No, I agree. So I don't have a solution, but Mac McClung is cool. I liked him at Texas Tech. I forgot where he transferred from, but I think he left Georgetown and went to Texas Tech. Almost went to BYU.
I remember that.
We were one of his finalists.
Yeah.
That would have been fun. What if it right in?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was like, you know, seeing Jaime, is it Jaime Jaquez?
That's how I pronounce it.
So seeing him jump over Shaq and how far bent down Shaq was, and then seeing a fully bent, he bent his head, but he didn't like actually lean down for Mac McClung, even though he didn't do anything interesting for that small of a dude to get all the way over Shaq was pretty impressive, even though it wasn't probably not the most visually appealing dunk.
No, it was still cool though, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, one thing, I guess I don't have one thing. I'm trying to think, like, of my favorite dunk contest, and I'm going to say Donovan Mitchell's, but that's just because we're Jazz fans, so I'm very biased toward that specifically.
Uh-huh.
The Dwight Howard and Nate Robinson ones were sick.
Oh, my gosh, those are so great.
They did, like, two in a row, right? Two or three in a row of those?
Yeah, I think Dwight won the first one, and then Nate Robinson won the second. There may have been a third.
I think those were entertainment-wise as good as the Aaron Gordon one.
Yeah.
Zach LaVine one.
And I will say, people hate on Dwight so much. But then when in that second or third one, he had on the Superman costume. I don't know if he had Superman on. But Nate Robinson definitely had green on for Kryptonite. And then he let Nate Robinson jump over him. Like, that's, I just think that's super cool.
Yeah, it was cool. That was great. Dwight Howard, kind of a cool dude who is a really good player, but everyone hates on him.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like he does, you know, when I've heard him in interviews, he comes off as kind of a corny guy, but like absolutely a Hall of Famer. And not like a bad dude, just like a kind of like an odd dude.
He carried
the
Magic to the finals in the midst of the Celtics run.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that dude was so good.
Yeah, and the Magic weren't like the 04 Cavs or whatever, but they weren't, or the Magic weren't like a great team.
Right.
Howard.
Yeah, for sure.
Who was the name of that, that like Croatian or whatever point guard? He was like 34. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Right now or then?
Then.
I don't remember.
It was, they had some like Eastern European guy who was like a guard who was really good as well. And Redick was on that team, of course.
Yes, yeah, definitely remember J.J. Redick.
Jameer Nelson maybe was, or was he gone by then? I don't remember.
Sounds familiar.
Is Posey picking at the chair?
She is.
We got to fix that. I don't know. Jameer Nelson in college was sweet.
Yeah, I do not remember that, but
it was like we were in like fifth or sixth grade or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the free agent draft, and then we can talk a little bit of soccer because it's going to be the big thing. So
awesome. Sounds good. I'm going to grab a paper towel to wipe on my drink, but you can explain the draft and the parameters to everybody.
Sounds good. So this is something we got from the great Mike Golic and Jason Fitz, who I think used to be a country person. Now he's like a sports radio person for some reason. But anyway, we're bored. So like the idea. So we're drafting teams, both Matt and I, only using pending free agents. So it's not just like a free-for-all fantasy draft, although that could be interesting. Just any NFL player just draft a team. But we're only doing free agents. Now, we're not going to do an all-22. We're going to do kind of like 7-on-7 rules. So we're going to do a quarterback, one offensive lineman, and then five skill players. That can be running back, tight end, or receiver. And then we're doing seven defenders. So it's not going to be perfect, but I don't think you guys want to listen to us doing 44 picks and who's like going to be our right guard. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend to know who the best, you know, right tackle is in the NFL.
Yeah, so we'll just do one offensive lineman per person. And then the defenders that can be, you know, load up on the defensive line, secondary, whatever. So
yeah. Now, I'm unfamiliar, or I mean, I didn't play 7-on-7. So we're drafting an offensive lineman, but with 7-on-7, you can't really sack the quarterback, right?
Yeah. So if in real 7-on-7, like someone snaps the ball,
Yeah.
But it's usually the backup quarterback.
Yes.
And there's also no defensive linemen. It's just linebackers and safe secondary stuff. But
okay,
we got to include the big guys.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what I mean? We can't just literally draft linebackers. So when I say 7-on-7, we're drafting 7 people. It's not like actual 7-on-7 rules.
Yes, yeah. I gotcha. Okay, cool.
Do you want to go first? And we'll just go every other pick. We won't do snakes since there's only 2 of us.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Do you want to go first or second?
You can go first. I'll go second.
Okay. Well, there's a quarterback I really want, so I'm going to go first then and take Baker Mayfield.
Interesting.
I think he's the best quarterback.
Yeah.
By a decent amount.
Okay.
I was considering Tyrod Taylor until I saw Baker.
Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. Well, I won't.
Yeah, that's going to be your last pick now as quarterback.
I won't say quarterback to last because I feel like that'd be kind of cheap. Someone I'm seeing who I do want, though, I will take Mike Evans.
Okay.
So, you know, little bit older now, but, you know, 30, not super old. That's crazy. He's had all those 1,000-yard seasons and he's only 30.
And Johnny Manziel's been out of the league all this time.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, I'll take him. Going to be consistent, going to be able to do a lot of things. So, Mike Evans. Okay.
Now, there are a lot of good receivers I like, but I'm going to go with a receiver. Now, realistically, this guy's going to get franchise tagged probably by his team. But I'm going to go T. Higgins,
okay.
Posey, that was our grandpa's, if you want to relax on that. Okay. So all offense so far.
Yeah, I think so. I'll tell you what, I'll do I'll take my quarterback now, not to game the system too much. So I'll go Kirk Cousins. And the reason I'll go Kirk Cousins, I think he has the biggest arm of anybody in free agency. And so just that, you know, we don't have to worry about mobility, don't need to worry about QB pressure. So I think he'll be serviceable.
I am interested to see where he goes in free agency.
Do you not think it's going to be Minnesota?
I don't know if they want to pay him. They might try to get a quarterback in the draft. I don't know. It could be. But I don't think – I would hope Atlanta doesn't go for him. I don't think they will. So it could be Minnesota. But he's also been known to just chase, like, the biggest bag possible, you know?
That's true, which is, you know, not a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'd be funny if Atlanta got him to not throw it to what's-his-face tight end.
Kyle Pitts?
Yes.
That's so frustrating, someone who owns Kyle Pitts in Dynasty, that they can't just get him the ball.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a few defenders I like, but I think I can wait on them a little bit, so I'm going to get another receiver. I'll go Michael Pittman.
Okay. Nice. What I'm going to do, and I'll try not to do this too much. I'll have to do it a couple times. But I'm going to go defender. And I just saw him. Oh, here we go. I'm going to go Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
Okay.
Safety from Detroit, but I'm remembering him from the Philly days.
You know, he had one of my favorite plays in college football ever.
What is this?
I don't know. For Florida. So this was at the peak of Florida State's mediocrity. Mm-hmm. So he's playing for Florida, of course, and he notices that Florida State only has 10 guys. So he signals to the Florida State sideline, like, you know, to the coach, like, hey, you only have 10 guys, bring an 11th on. So then they, like, scramble, try to find an 11th guy. And then it just ended up being an incomplete pass. The quarterback, like, threw a slant into the dirt or something like that. So, but, like, he was, like, running Florida State's defense better or offense better than, like, Florida State was.
That's awesome. I like that.
Okay. I think I'm going to go offensive line just for fun. There's a couple I'm choosing between. I'd only get one. I'm not going to pick Jason Kelce because he might be retiring.
Interesting.
I'm going to go Jonah Williams.
Okay.
Cincinnati Bengals tackle. Going two Bengals so far. In all offense, I do need to pop over to defense.
Well, I appreciate you not taking Jason Kelce. Because that, I got to take Jason Kelce.
Okay.
So he's not only a center, which I don't know how strictly we're imagining that this is going to be a 7-on-7, but, you know, having an actual center I think is important for this. And just, you know, I think I would need to go through and look at everybody more carefully, but it's hard to imagine he's not the best offensive lineman in free agency right now. So.
Yeah, no, he is very good. And assuming he plays, of course, that's the only...
Yeah, I feel like he's gonna play.
You think he would have not retired at this point? I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that like from hearing a little bit of the podcast with his brother Travis and other things that he's done, it feels like he's got, you know, one or two more seasons in him.
Okay. I'm gonna go defense. There's some good guys I want to go. So I'm going to start with Darnell Savage, Green Bay safety.
Okay.
I think it'd be cool if Green Bay can bring him back. I don't know if they have the cap space, but I'm going to go with Darnell Savage.
All right. Well, I'm going to go a little bit outside the box. I'm going to take a running back. I'm going to take Austin Eckler.
Okay.
I think so maybe not positionally the most important, but I think he's a good pass catching back, and I think, you know, his level of talent compared to maybe some of the other wide receivers, I think that he's going to be able to hold his own, do some screen passes. The screen passes are allowed in 7-on-7. I don't know, but yeah,
the 7-on-7 is a loose term,
yeah,
for this. I'm gonna go Patrick Queen, Baltimore linebacker. I think Baltimore would love to take him back, but he, you know, going to be a lot of money. I'd be interested to see if he ends up in Seattle, because they're going to be losing a couple linebackers, which we'll probably talk about in a bit here. Mike McDonald, obviously the defensive coordinator there. So I think that would be very interesting. So I'm going to go Patrick Queen, Seattle linebacker.
Okay, very good. Let's see. I think that I'm going to do I'm not writing these down. Maybe I should. You haven't taken Hunter Henry, have you?
No.
I think I'm going to take Hunter Henry. Get a tight end. Get someone tall, someone big in here.
See, now you're loading up on offense. I'm loading up on defense.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to go back to defense pretty quick, I think.
So I'm going to take Jordan Lewis, who isn't like a big name, but someone I really liked at Michigan, Dallas Cowboys cornerback. I think he's like a really good, solid player. So I'm going to take, and cornerback. I need a cornerback, of course. So I'm going to go Jordan Lewis.
Okay, Jordan Lewis. I'm going to go. I've done a lot of offense. I'll move back into the defense. I will take Bobby Wagner.
Okay. Going old school.
Yeah, old school, a little bit older, but I think, you know, just having the smartest guy out there, I think, will be valuable. So
This is just turning into like players I like, because there's one more linebacker I'm going to draft. Jordan Brooks, Texas Tech linebacker, now Seattle. He's the one I think Patrick Queen could replace, so I'm interested to see where he lands up. Realistically, not the best coverage linebacker, so probably not great for this exercise.
Yeah.
But I just like him. I want him on my team.
Okay. Sounds good to me. I'm going to take, and I think there's a 60% chance you did this. Did you take Tyler Boyd?
That was my next pick. Dang it.
Okay, yes. I'm going to take Tyler
Boyd. That literally was, I was like, Matt's not going to take Tyler Boyd.
Well, I knew because you said you'd done a couple of Cincinnati people, and so I thought maybe you had. But, yeah, so Tyler get my second wide receiver.
He's really good. He's one of those players who, like, he doesn't get, like, the big record. He's obviously not, like, Jamar Chase or anything like that. But he just, like, if you need, like, 3rd and 6, like, there's a good chance he's going to, you know, get open, you know?
Yes, yeah.
And that was the last, like, really good receiver I won. I probably shouldn't have drafted a run-stopping linebacker. Should have got Tyler Boyd, so that bums me out. All right. Love Tyler Boyd. Okay, let's see. I will go with, ooh, man, those receivers. I'll go Calvin Ridley. Those receivers really got shallow really quick, didn't they?
It did, yeah. It did go quick. Well, yeah, I mean, it went to Austin Eckler, so that was part of that reason. Now, I do not have a cornerback yet. So, I mean, there's one guy I like for personal reasons. I think I got to take probably best person available. So, yeah, I'll save who I want because I don't think you're going to take him. I will take Micah Hyde. It was actually listed as a strong safety, but I'm going to take him anyway.
He's good. Now, am I counting wrong? You only have three defenders?
No, I think that's right. I think I've got a linebacker, a safety, and a corner.
Okay. All right. Chase Young is only 24. That's crazy. I wasn't going to, but I guess I'm going to take Chase Young if he's only 24. Like, I like that upside. There was some other defensive linemen I was looking at and still am looking at, but I'll go Chase Young.
Okay.
Not lived up to maybe his pre-draft type, but he's still a good player.
Yeah. Now, see, I think that we're...
We're doing this completely different.
We are doing it differently. Yeah, because I'm picturing, like, one game or, like, one season, and you're trying to, like, build to the future.
I think I'm just getting I'm just thinking like players I would want to sign if I were a general manager.
Oh yeah, I gotcha. Think.
That's not what I set out to do. That's just kind of what ended up happening. Yes,
and I'm trying to like, hey, this is one shot at a Super Bowl. Let's go do it.
Tyler Boyd's a good pick for that.
Yeah. Okay. So, I think what I'll do. I don't want to go defensive lineman yet. Maybe I think I should take one more corner. And yeah, let's do it. Just. Jalen Mills, we were watching on, was it Sunday, where they were replaying the Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl, and reminded me of a lot of people that I've missed, one of them being Jalen Mills.
He was good in Philadelphia.
Yeah, the Green Goblin, dyed his hair green, it was great. So, yeah, a lot of love for Jalen Mills, hope he gets a big contract somewhere.
No, there's really no, I'll go Donovan Peoples-Jones, there's not a lot of receivers that I actually like left, so I'll go Peoples-Jones.
Okay.
Jalen Mills was good. I'm interested to see if he goes. He probably won't. I don't know if he'll go back to Detroit. They traded for him. But we'll see. Kirk Cousins is the one really. Honestly, Justin Fields, he's not a free agent, so we're not going to be talking about him, of course. But
yeah, no, that's going to be interesting. I think, yeah, this is the, you know, this is really where my only watch one NFL team is really showing. I want one more linebacker, so I'm gonna go Nicholas Morrow. Kind of fell out of the rotation with Philly, but you know, had a couple of fumble recoveries, one or two interceptions. I think in the right situation. He can be valuable for a team, so he's going to be sort of my my pass rushing linebacker.
You know, I didn't scroll down the list far enough and kind of blanked. Jalen Johnson, technically a free agent, he's just someone I assume Chicago's going to extend a franchise tag,
mm-hmm.
but not yet. So I'm going to draft Jalen Johnson, University of Utah kid.
Hey, there you go.
He had a great year.
He's a great player.
He was so good at Utah.
He really was.
Okay, so we each have... I have two more picks. You have three.
Okay. Well, I think I need... Do I need one more receiver? Does that sound right?
Yeah, you need one more offensive player and two more defenders.
Okay, yeah. I think I'm going to... I'll go ahead and take a receiver. And I think I'm going to do maybe sort of a flyer with this one. Just kind of, you know, swing for a home run. And I think that's going to be Equanimeous St. Brown.
Interesting.
You know, I don't, you know, certainly hasn't played as well as his brother. You know, been in a just horrendous Chicago offense. So maybe in a better situation, his production goes up.
Fun name, of course.
Yeah.
Now, this is another example of me not scrolling down far enough on this list of players. But L'Jarius Sneed is technically a free agent.
There you go. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, again, we didn't. They don't list them by best to worst. Okay. Gotta take care. I wasn't playing. I had another corner in mind, but I feel like, you know, shut down Debo in the Super Bowl. You unfortunately got to get on the list. So I'll take L'Jarius Sneed. I think my defense is pretty good.
I think so, too.
I really wish I would have had Tyler Boyd on my team. It's okay, though.
Well, I think I'm going to do, you know, if we're doing, we're saying the 7-on-7 is kind of loose. If it was strictly 7-on-7, I'd probably go two more corners. I think, though, what I'm going to do is we're pushing for a Super Bowl. I'm going to grab Fletcher Cox. He's got one more year in him.
Yeah, 7-on-7 is loose. We probably should have talked about what we're going for in a little bit more detail, but oh well.
Yeah, just a fun. I think it's just a fun way to highlight some players who are available.
Yeah. Now, do you think the Eagles bring him back? He's old.
Yeah, I don't think that Jordan Davis is quite where they want him to be, you know? And so I think if they can, you know, save some money. But then at the same time, you know, this is the Jalen Hurts contract, you know, is starting to hurt. So it might just be we want to bring him back, but we can't. So,
yeah, let's look at the Eagles cap situation. So they have about $20 million in cap room. So they could probably do it.
Yeah.
Let's look at who their free agents are.
I think because they've got three, they've got Jason Kelce, Fletcher Cox, and Brandon Graham is a free agent, is he not?
Let's see. Yep, he is.
Yeah. So I think those are the three kind of old guys that are going to want contracts. If they all wanted to come back to Philly, I think that they would – Jason Kelce, I think they would take first. I think they would take Brandon Graham second only because I think he would be a lot cheaper than Fletcher Cox.
He is – Brandon Graham's going to be 36 when the season starts.
Yeah. I don't know. So, yeah, Fletcher Cox is definitely going to be a better player than Brandon Graham.
They
so
are. Those are the only free agents I'm, like, really concerned about. Like, DeAndre Swift, you know.
Yeah, it's – yeah, Howie Roseman doesn't really, you know, and sign our running backs to new contracts.
Who would be your running back if Rashad Penny's gone and Swift?
Just
– somebody.
We would do a trade or something, I think. I don't think Howie Roseman cares about who the running back is, honestly. I believe it's my turn and I need
one more defender. It's technically my turn, but I'm going to draft.
Oh, it's your turn. Oh,
I was going to draft Saquon.
Oh, okay.
And you already had a running back. So
yeah, nice. Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to go, I'm going to go another safety. Did you take Jordan Whitehead?
No,
I'm going to take Jordan Whitehead.
There are a lot of good defenders.
Yeah.
There's a lot, especially safety. There's a lot of good, like, defensive back. I kept going down, like, oh, I like this guy, I like this guy. Like, Rock Ya-Sin, I didn't get to. He was somebody, you know, I really intended on drafting. I was like, well, I guess I got to go L'Jarius Sneed.
Yeah.
Instead, there were a couple other. Buda Baker, we didn't draft, with someone I really liked. Adoree Jackson, Jeff Okudah, you know, kind of interesting career there. C.J. Henderson, former first-round pick. I probably shouldn't have drafted Jordan Lewis over all these guys, but oh well.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, because it's not putting them in the Madden rankings of who's the best.
Yeah,
it does. Who's mine is sorting it by who's making the most money, which is like kind of it, but not really.
Yeah, because like with rookie contracts and stuff.
Yeah,
Xavier McKinney's a free agent who I really like.
I thought about him.
Miles Killebrew still in the league. He's Southern Utah guy.
Yeah.
Antoine Winfield Jr., we didn't draft. Taylor Rapp, I loved him at Washington. We didn't draft him. Ronald Darby, Geno Stone. defensive back is the move. Christian Fulton. There's a lot of guys I'm not even naming, too.
Well, you know, it would... That's a good sign for the Eagles. Hopefully someone ends up being a little bit cheaper than maybe they should be.
Julian Blackman's a free agent. Interested to see what he signs. Yeah, because with $20 million, Kayvon Wallace... Oh, he! How do you get to Tennessee? Did you guys cut him or trade him?
I don't remember. Safety? Don't remember.
Amik Robinson.
He may have been part of the. Did you say Tennessee?
Well, he started in Philly though. He's a Clemson safety. All drafted in like the fourth round.
I'm pretty sure he was part of the trade for whoever that Tennessee safety was.
Fired.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was part of that trade. Now that you say it.
Yeah, a lot of good secondary players. Really interested to see what happens because that's another thing with the draft stuff, especially teams like Philadelphia, Kansas City, Baltimore, Detroit, like the actual interesting team. Because Washington, they're just going to sign anybody they can.
Uh-huh.
But like teams we think are going to can. You know, I do have a what I would classify as an opinion. I don't think I ever have hot takes because I think everything I say is based in ration and reason.
Yeah.
But this is something that I think most people disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
I think Washington has a chance to be the team that goes from last to first in their division next year.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, I don't think the Cowboys are great. And I think the Eagles are going to – I don't think they're going to be as bad as they were at the end of the season, but I also don't think they're going to be as good as they were at the beginning of the season. So as far as the – because to go from last to first, I think you also need those teams to drop back. Right?
Yeah.
And I think that's going to happen in the NFC East for sure. So I could see that.
If Dan Quinn concerns me, of course.
Yeah.
But, like, it's a good roster. Uh-huh. Like, the John Dotson and Terry McLaurin are two very good receivers. They have what I think is a good defense. They traded away, you know, a couple of their defensive linemen recently, mm-hmm. which I don't get. Like Chase Young, for example. Now, they have $60 million in cap space in addition to that. So they can, you know, plug the offensive line a little bit, you know, plug the defense a little bit. Assuming they draft Drake May or Jaden Daniels, I think it is and should be Drake May. And assuming he plays well as a rookie, we've seen that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If Dan Quinn concerns, and also Cliff Kingsbury concerns me as well, coaching-wise.
Yeah, that doesn't bode well.
Very handsome. But I just don't like when receivers like only line up on the left side or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I like a little creativity moving around.
Uh-huh.
But that would be, if I had to pick a team right now, it'd be Washington.
Yeah.
Because if we go through the divisions, NFC West, Arizona's not winning.
Right.
Might not be San Francisco, but it's not going to be Arizona.
Yeah.
NFC North, I think Chicago's last. Green Bay, Minnesota. Yeah, Chicago's last. They're not going to be Detroit.
I don't think so.
NFC East, I think it's Washington. NFC South, Carolina was last. That's not happening.
Nope.
AFC West, no one's beating Kansas City.
Right.
And although the Chargers have Justin Herbert and Jim Harbaugh, so that'd be another candidate. But
were the Chargers last?
Yeah, because they got fifth. Well, they're drafting fifth, and the Broncos are drafting 12th, Raiders are 13th.
Yeah.
So this is going. I'm just going through the draft
order. I mean, they would need something wrong to happen with Kansas City, but
that would be another dark horse. Yeah, if it wasn't Kansas City, I would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
AFC North. So I think Cincinnati technically got last, so that's kind of a cheap one.
Yeah, but it could happen.
Yeah, just because Joe Burrow's going to be healthy.
Right.
AFC East. Who got last? I think New England. No, nope. 0%. They're not beating the Jets. Even if Aaron Rodgers, they just need Aaron Rodgers to play like Kirk Cousins and they'll be good.
Yeah.
And then the AFC South, that one. So let's see. It was Jacksonville. Houston won it. They're battling with Jacksonville. I think Tennessee got last because they're seventh. Yeah. That's another one. All four of those quarterbacks all of a sudden got really good.
Right.
So, candidates, Cincinnati, Tennessee, Washington. Who was the fourth team you said? Technically, the Chargers.
Yeah.
I would power rank them Cincinnati just because that's kind of cheating because of Joe Burrow.
Uh-huh.
Washington, Tennessee, Chargers. Out of those teams, I think, could do it.
Yeah. That sounds right to me. Yeah, I don't... Yeah, it is weird. Like, power rankings, obviously Chargers would probably be better than Tennessee and maybe some of those other teams.
Yeah, but just chances of going from last to first.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you.
Yeah, no, Washington would be my pick, but Cincinnati's kind of – even Baltimore's going to be great again, obviously.
Yeah.
I think. But just a healthy Joe Burrow. Like, they were my Super Bowl pick for a reason last year.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, they're just one of those super talented rosters at every position.
Especially if they bring T. Higgins back. Now, I will say it's going to be hard to not pick the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl for the next 15 years anymore. You know, you can't – you can only pick against Mahomes so much.
Right, yeah, and especially – yeah, this is the worst roster. It's the worst they've ever played. And then they
still won.
Still beat a great, great San Francisco team, so – and a great Baltimore team.
A better Baltimore team.
San Francisco, yeah.
Honestly, I think Baltimore is the best team in the league.
Yeah.
Like, I think
– they had the best year. Yeah. I think no question.
Regular season, the best team in 5 to 7 years. Like, I'm trying to think of the last team I thought Baltimore was better than. I don't think it's been any – this decade, like 2020s, Baltimore has been the best team, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think for sure.
And Kansas City embarrassed them in Baltimore. They couldn't move the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, yeah, that dude is just something else.
It's crazy. That the draft where they got Kurlaftis and Trent McDuffie in the first round –
mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Eagles running backs, did you see they signed Tyrion Davis-Price to like a futures contract, the former Niners running back?
I did hear that.
So we drafted him in the third round. It's honestly amazing the 49ers are as good as they are with how many kickers and running backs we drafted in the third round.
I mean, it's just the one kicker, but get what you're
That's
saying.
One more than it should have been, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh huh. Yeah, could have used another linebacker probably.
Yeah, or a safety wasn't 35.
Yeah, a lot of things that would have been good. So
would have been nice.
Yeah, it'll be fun to talk about the draft this year and all the things we want our teams to do that we know they won't.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't do the ick of the week.
Oh, well, we got to do the.
We just went right into that. Let's do that, and then the top five. Last week we talked about we're just going to do our favorite sports brands. We rank them based on just what we think are the coolest ones. I kind of cheated a little bit of mine, admittedly.
I'm interested to hear.
But this is the ick. Popping the little plastic bubble things and like, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, that's one of life's simple pleasures.
Yeah.
You got to be able to do that.
And it's kind of in line with like being happy as an ick. Like, that's a red flag. If you don't like popping the bubble things, you're crazy.
Yeah. Like, just have some whimsy in your life.
Yeah. Take a breath. Do a lap. Okay. Top five sports brands based on coolness.
Yeah.
Now, there was one I had to leave out that I was bummed out about. But here we go. Number five, Diadora.
I also have Diadora at five.
They're great.
Yeah.
I had some Diadora cleats that I loved.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, the only reason I had them at five is their cleats are so good. I haven't seen as much of their, like, people aren't wearing Diadora t-shirts and things.
I had a Diadora, like, it was like a black, like, athletic shirt with, like, a little white Diadora logo up the top.
I remember that, yeah.
But then I think I either lost it on my mission or gave it to somebody or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But yeah, no, Diadora's good stuff.
Number four is Converse. This is where I'm kind of cheating.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Technically Nike.
Yeah, no, I'll allow it,
but
though.
But, like, Chuck Taylor's are classic.
Yes, yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I'm guessing they didn't make your list.
No, they did not make my list.
Number three, I hope was on yours, Umbro.
Umbro is not. They probably would have been seven or so, maybe eight.
What a class. Like, 90 soccer jerseys that were Umbro.
Yeah.
Those were so cool.
Yeah, Umbro's good stuff. Yeah, I think we're going to... A lot of our stuff is going to be soccer leaning.
Yeah.
A lot of these choices.
Well, my number two and number one are two is Nike and one's Jordan, which is that's kind of what she like. Three of those are under the Nike umbrella.
Yeah.
You know,
uh-huh.
Fila was one I wanted to put on, but I put Diadora ahead of them.
Interesting. Yeah. I just am not familiar with enough Fila stuff. Certainly, you know, in the last 15 years to have considered them, but
I have a couple of Fila shirts that are fun.
Yeah.
But like, I'm just thinking, like, stuff I would wear. I like Adidas stuff, but because most of my stuff is Nike, I don't want to double endorse.
Yeah.
And, like, change my whole, you know what I mean? But I do like a lot of Adidas shoes, but I didn't put them on the list. I'm guessing they're on yours.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, so I'll go through. I had Diadora at five. Four, I had Rossignol.
Are we counting ski stuff?
I'm counting it.
Okay. The logo with the rooster is awesome.
Yeah, I love Rossignol stuff. So I had them lower because, you know, like you said, it's more ski stuff. Not a ton of people are wearing Rossignol apparel, but it is really, really good stuff.
And if you want to seem rich, that's a good brand to wear.
It's true.
Too.
It's true. And then number three, I had Brooks, which is a running company.
I would never have that.
Yeah. And so the thing with Brooks is it's very simple sort of clothing. You're not going to see a lot of stuff with a big Brooks logo on it. But I do like their little logo, I think, is good. And I think they are playful with colors in a way that I enjoy, like bright oranges and reds and stuff.
Yeah.
That I like. So yeah, just the way they use colors, I think Brooks does good. And then one and two are brands that I think they do go over the top sometimes, but I think when they hit, it's the best stuff. And that is Puma, I had number two.
Okay.
And I had Adidas number one.
Nike's not in your top five.
Which is, I don't know. I do like Nike. I just think that... I think their uniforms, they do some really, really great uniforms. As far as things that people wear, I don't think, for me, they don't have as many home runs as these other brands do.
As just like apparel, like street stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot of what I wear, which is good.
Well, I don't know. I think like, because Adidas is like, I think there's a lot of Adidas stuff that it has the three stripes are way too much. Or, like, it'll look cheaper. I will say this for Nike. Nike doesn't have stuff that looks cheap like Adidas does. Like, yeah. Nike does not have stuff that you're going to find at Costco.
I do like Adidas. If I was picking a brand just, like, not to work out in, but just, like, streetwear, like, shoes and, like, tees and stuff like that, I'd pick Adidas probably.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And Puma, I'm more of a white and black guy. Uh-huh. So Puma's not really my fit for that reason.
Puma's very red.
Very bright.
Yeah.
But it looks cool.
Yeah, I think Puma does stuff. And they're like Puma soccer jerseys. They've had some misses. Like the World Cup ones they did for these last World Cups were terrible. But then like the stuff that they've done for Ghana and Nigeria has just been beautiful.
Well, their AC Milan jerseys are sick.
Yeah. Yeah, so they do a lot of really, really good soccer jerseys.
I'm just seeing if I can find who else is sponsored by Puma. And I'm struggling.
Usain Bolt.
I meant soccer teams, but yeah, Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Their basketball stuff is not great. Puma sponsors Manchester City, so I'm not a fan of that.
That's fair.
But their Chivas jerseys are dope.
Yeah.
Those are cool. But AC Milan are the best ones, I think. Yeah,
I agree. Now, speaking of, just to end the podcast, because I brought up Usain Bolt, I was listening to a thing, I want to say David Epstein, but wrote The Sports Gene, wrote Range. And so he's talking about Usain Bolt and how he's on, you know, tracks are perfectly designed, the spikes are perfectly designed, and so how they've done biomechanical analysis of Jesse Owens, who was digging his own starting divots, basically, and running on the cinders. And so he would have been, based on that analysis, 1 foot, within a foot of Usain Bolt in a lot of those races. And then you got to figure, you know, his training is totally different, right? His recovery is totally different. So
the nutrition.
Yeah. Yeah. So mostly just, you know, any opportunity we get to shout out Jesse Owens, who is one of the five favorite athletes of the podcast.
I think the coolest.
Yeah.
Also, if you factor in if we're... He probably wasn't even allowed to eat at like actual nice restaurants.
All right. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, and like having a job like while he's at Ohio State at the same time and stuff. And so yeah, that'd be an interesting, you know, if we could get those guys on the line in the same conditions, what that might look like.
Yeah. We do that next week. Cool as that. I honestly think Jesse Owens is the coolest athlete in American history. I'd say world history.
Yeah, I think it's a very, very good argument. Yeah, there's a couple more Olympians that come to mind, but Jesse Owens is, if he's not at the top, he's, you know, in the group at the top.
Yeah. Maybe we should do that. We'll do coolest athletes. So not best, but just coolest athletes.
I like it.
Next week. I got four of them already. Need to make a list.
I'll have to brainstorm, but
yeah. So next week will be fun. Next week, it's 29. It's still 1 week before the combine starts. Maybe we'll do some pre-combine draft stuff.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We also need to get the pitcher on. We have a Pac-12 pitcher we've been trying to line up, so we need to actually get that scheduled. Hopefully bring him on within the next couple weeks or two.
That'd be cool, yeah.
And appreciate everybody listening. I'm going to let Matt go to bed. I'm also going to go to bed. Wake up to some new floors. Well, not wake up to, but like by the time we're done with markets. And it's kind of crazy being an adult that that's what we're excited about.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. It feels good on
it. It looks nice. It's honestly, it's not the color I remember at Floor and Decor. It's more like, it has a little bit more gray than I remember. But yeah, I really like it.
I think it's worked out good.
I think it works well with the shades and the wall and everything like that.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm happy. And I'm interested to see how the bathroom turns out.
Yeah, me too.
Appreciate everybody listening. Again, feel free to leave a 5-star comment, all that fun stuff. I'll tweet out the results of our draft that we did of NFL free agents. A lot of good defensive backs. Buda Baker's someone I just want on your team, you know?
Yeah.
So sure. I hope Arizona retains them, just, you know, keep the culture going there.
Mm-hmm.
And hope that you have a great week. We'll talk to you later.